Good morning, fellow listeners. Not much madness this morning. Woke up to some good vibes because I did it again. I slept with those stones last night again, and I don't remember any dreams or anything, but I woke up feeling pretty energized. So energized that I completed a song. I started writing another song, and I almost completed another song. So, yeah. This Peace mixtape about to be that business. You understand? It's a ghost in here,
it's
bro.
It's definitely a ghost.
It's a ghost. You look. I just watched that. Did you watch it?
Bro.
I watched it. No, it's a ghost in here. All right, listeners. We got to look. There's the Morning Madness skit. We got a ghost in the house.
That ghost gonna have to see me, bro.
Yeah, no. Fuck that. He can see you. You gonna have to get out this house with that. But, I have not saged. I have not saged, or I have not cleansed with sage yet. I'm probably gonna do that in my car or something.
Bro, you wanna watch the series tonight? I got it on my phone.
Yes, we can do that.
Or not.
You're a bitch. You are just an asshole today, huh? He wanna steal all the ladies on the computer.
You finally rubbed off on me.
He wanna steal all the ladies on the, I said the computer with my dumb ass. He wanna steal all the ladies on the piano. This fool wants to get out, Shaman. Get out. Okay.
It's frequency, bro. I'm out here just spreading frequencies, though.
NIT waves.
That's what it is.
Good morning, people. Hope your days are filled with high vibrations. And a wonderful experience of life today, because every day that you wake up, you are experiencing a new day of life. Oh yeah. Right now, I mean, there's currently not too much going on. I'm just kind of waiting around to go to work. I didn't want to do my first broadcast at work because last night I did my first broadcast damn near this morning, so I figured I'd at least try to make it up a little bit by, you know, coming on. I don't know how much better the afternoon is, but hey, we're getting better here. My stomach hurts this morning. That's probably my real morning madness. My stomach. When I wake up in the morning, my stomach starts kicking my ass for some reason. Well, it's not just for some reason. It's because I need to eat. But I don't know why. I'm just like, I'm that type of person who, my body will tell me I'm hungry in the morning, but I'm just not hungry. I don't have an appetite. But even at me not having an appetite, if you put, like, if I were to eat a little bit of something, I'm going to be the hungriest person in the world after that. So I'm kind of scared to eat in the morning. Because there's a lot of damage that I could do to my pockets when I'm not really awake and I'm out here eating and stuff. Because if I were one to sleep eat, I'd be a fat mother flubber, mother flubber. That's funny. Shout out to those who still remember that movie. Hey, Shaman. You still remember it? You remember the movie Flubber? I guess not. Anyways, how I'm going to end this morning's segment is.
Say what?
I said, do you remember that movie Flubber?
Flubber?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. You don't know if you remember the movie Flubber?
No, I don't think I watched it.
What was his name? With Robin Williams.
The Flubber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
It was a little green jelly blob.
Yeah? I don't remember that.
Anyways, so, Shaman does not remember Flubber. His life was suckish. Anyways, going to end this morning's broadcast by saying good. I know it was the shit. Good morning. Get out, breathe some good ass prana, even if it's cold. Step outside for about 5 minutes.
Don't do it.
And enjoy your day. And don't listen to him. Enjoy your day, okay? You gotta love yourself before you trust yourself. Oh, please. And in today's episode of Stone Talk, I'm going to just sit and admire my stones from afar today. Not saying that I'm not bringing any stones with me, because I'd be lying if I told you that I was not taking any stones with me. But I mean, I'm just looking at them, and they kind of have a different feel to them now. I don't know if that's because I haven't cleansed them in like a week or so, 2 weeks, I want to say. Or if it's me getting more sensitive or what, but they, like, when I look at them, I could kind of feel them now, and they don't feel the same. It's not a bad thing. It's just, wow, I can feel that. It's the only thing that I keep telling myself. Wow, I can feel that. That's weird. I can feel that. But today is going to be an amazing day. You know why? Because I spoke it into fruition. Today, I'm going to learn more about myself. Why? Because I'm going to have these stones with me. I don't know which stones I have today, but I told my coworkers that I bring in different stones. So I'm going to try to bring in some that I've never brought in yet. So, you know what? I can do that right now while we're sitting here. I'm going to pick out what stones I'm going to bring to work today so that my coworkers can see them. So I'll bring this guy. I don't know what he's called. I'll bring my citrine from my citrine. What do they call those things? Geodes. I have a citrine geode. So I could bring that in. I'm gonna bring in some dolomite. And some hematite, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's enough, and I'll bring in an agate slice. They should like that agate slice. No, I don't want to bring that agate slice. I want to bring something else. I don't know what I'm thinking of right now, but I'll get back to it because something is calling me over here. But, yeah. Those are just some of the stones that I'm going to bring in today. But today is going to be a good day because I'm going to have my stones with me. Today is going to be a good day because I am going to receive more knowledge about myself. Why? Because I am open to suggestions. I am open to communication with my angels, and I am open to all things universe, if that makes sense. I'm open to all communication from the universe. Where's my lighter? I'm lucky. You are lucky. We are lucky people. Good things happen to us. And good things are going to happen to us today. Why? Because we spoke it into fruition, like I just said. There's a lot. Excuse me. There's a lot counting on you being who you are today. And you are the universe's baby. So, you just think about that. And what I'm going to end this broadcast saying is that we are going to get up, get out, and have a good-ass day today. Point blank, period. We're going to smile. We are going to wave. We are going to communicate. And we are going to live to our fullest extent and be everything that we can be. Because at the end of the day, we are who we want to be. Hello. In today's call-in segment, there's not much to talk about again, but I might have a new job, so that's pretty cool. I guess I don't have any real stories today. It was pretty boring at work. I didn't get anything out of the ordinary. We actually didn't get much, period. Like, it was really, really slow at work. It really dragged on, and I didn't have an energy drink, so I was really lifeless at work. Extremely lifeless. In other words, my third eye's been acting up all day. That's pretty cool. I get to, like, I got something to look forward to during meditation to figure out what's been going on. Because I've been feeling this pressure on my head, and I caught a slight headache earlier, but it went away. And then it came back, and it wasn't really a headache, it was just more of a still pressure. So, when I get in the house, I get to figure out what that's all about. Earlier, I got to write a few songs. Ooh, excuse me. Earlier, I got to write a few songs. That's a plus on my day. Going towards this piece mixtape that I got. It's a mixtape dedicated to world peace. It's part of my light work. And, I mean, I'm expecting big things from it. I'm getting good vibes off of it already. Off of what I have and my beat selection and my choice of lyrics and everything. Like, I'm getting good responses all around, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's not just, I'm not a rapper, I'm an artist, so it's not centered around one sound like a lot of today's music is. It's not centered around one sound at all. But there is a lot of, I guess you could say, island melody, because I don't know, that's what I envision when I see peace. Sitting somewhere on an island in a fucking kumbaya circle in the sand or something. Yeah. Good vibes, good vibes. But that is under construction currently. I can't wait until tax season. That's when I get to finally start buying and creating these songs. And I get to figure out what I'm capable of in terms of mixing and mastering and how I can make my own music feel. Because if you don't know me, we don't. I don't really believe in the middleman. I mean, I don't really like paying people to mix my product, because I feel like people won't have the same vision as me. Like, it's always good to get input and, you know, different perspectives of everything, but in the end, nobody's going to work as hard at my work as I will. So I'm currently dabbling inside of mixing and mastering. Well, mixing. I haven't even started touching mastering. But if you got any tips for me, I love tips. I love new information. I told you the other night, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry for new information. That's what completes me, in a sense. I feel like you can never know too much. But what I'm going to leave this segment saying is, like I said, you can never know too much. It's always going to be room for improvement as far as how much you know. So don't ever think that you know it all, or you're too good to learn anything new, because it'll always smack you in your ass. Welcome to today's super duper dumbass segment, where I tell you about a super duper dumbass that I learned about today. Now, this shit is all over the internet, so if you haven't seen it, you probably live under a rock. Donald Trump and this shithole thing. Congrats to you, sir. You, Mr. POTUS, you are today's super duper dumbass. Why would you say something like that? Like, and then that's not why you're the dumbass. You're the dumbass because you try to say, no, I didn't say that. You stupid ass. What do you think? People weren't looking at you like you're not the president of the United States? Stupid ass.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't me. My fellow Americans.
Like, what? How, like, these are, I've seen countless numbers of videos remixing what he said. I've seen the shithole compilation, I've seen the shithole compilation, which was extremely funny. I'm talking about that shit had me rolling because I've never seen the word shithole used so much on TV. And now, magically, we can say shithole on TV because it's okay for kids to hear because the president can say that dumb shit. But we can't use everyday language in the media. Right, it makes so much sense. But there we go. That was today's super duper dumbass. So congratulations, Donald Trump. That's all you, bud. Today's runner-up is... I don't even think I have a runner-up. Like, the runner-up is Donald Trump. The grand prize winner of the Super Duper Dumbass Award is Donald, and the runner-up is Trump. There you go. There you have it. You heard it here first on Donald Trump is a Super Duper Dumbass FM. Oh my god, I need to stop. I'm actually tired now, if you don't know. I don't know if this sounds different from my other broadcasts. It probably really does. I usually come on my broadcast with a lot of energy, but I'm usually not this sleepy. But I mean, I got a good little night long meditation ahead of me. Got a nice little day tomorrow planned. And I mean, everything unexpected happens, so I'm looking forward to any unexpected happenings that may occur. In today's news, guys, it just got cold in my car, so I turned up the heat. Hashtag good heat, good heat, good heat, because it is... 16 degrees outside. It's actually warm outside compared to what it's been. I could walk outside and stand outside in a t-shirt for like a whole 5 seconds as opposed to running out there and having to dip right back inside. Like, nah, fuck that. So that's good. I believe that the government is messing with our weather. Not gonna repeat that, but you heard it. And you know you heard it. And I can't take it back. And I didn't plan to. I just said I wasn't gonna repeat it. But UFOs, bro. For real. That's just a random thought that popped up in my head. And that's what I'm gonna leave this broadcast with. I believe in UFOs. And I have a few UFO stories that I'm gonna save and archive so that I could use at later dates when I don't have anything to talk about. But I'm a firm believer in UFOs and extraterrestrial beings, and I enjoy hearing stories of other believers too. So I mean, if you know of somebody or you've personally had an experience, call in, let me know about it. I'd definitely be all ears because I like to think about the infinite possibilities. We'll be right back. and welcome to today's review. This morning, what was I mad about? I'm gonna have to kind of think about this because I don't remember being mad about anything this morning. I think I just had to kind of wing it because I do remember that I had a dream. So I was pretty upbeat this morning. I popped out of bed as opposed to being dragged out of bed like most mornings. So that was pretty sweet. So I don't remember what I was mad for, but that's what this segment is for. If I was mad about anything, I don't remember what it was now. And if I wasn't, then more power to me. Today's Stone Talk segment, I told you that I told you that I decided to continue my sleeping with those stones, the same stones, to kind of try to get a feel for what stones give me what effect in my sleep. And tonight, I do plan on following through with that. PSA, this is not one of my broadcasts where I got my broadcast done before the next day, but hey, who cares? I'm getting it done though. This is the last segment before I go and I meditate and all that good stuff, you know? Now let us think. Where were we? Oh, my stones. I told you about the stones and some of the new stones that I brought with me, brought with me to work, which they really did love them at work. Everybody was all Google-eyed over my stones. I love them. They love them. They bring good vibes. They kept us a little upbeat today, so that's pretty good. What do we have next? On my call-in segment, I didn't talk about too much. It just happened not too long ago. It happened like 10 minutes ago, and I still don't remember what I was talking about. That's how tired I am, so we're going to dedicate that to the tiredness in me. My little short-term memory loss there. Our super-duper dumbass today, Donald Trump, sir. You are the Alpha and Omega, the winner and the runner-up, the first and the last. You need to be impeached. I'm stupid. Anyway, big ups to Donald Trump on getting that super-duper dumbass award. And we move on with our lives to what I want to leave you with, because we've already went through all segments. Oh, matter of fact, I didn't go through my stone of the day with you. Let me see what I have in my pocket here. Hematite. Nope, I think I did hematite already. So let's get to something else here. Damn. Alright, forget it. I'll do hematite then, since I can't seem to get my head around what stones are in my pockets tonight. Hematite is a good stone for emotional grounding. That's what I remember from it. So if I can get my hands on one of those little flashcards, I will definitely read one of those for you. But that's what I remember hematite for. And it is a good stone for Aries. So all my Aries out there, just like me, this is our stone. And we're naturally drawn to it like I was. So that's pretty cool. And hematite, I believe, is magnetic. So that's another cool thing about it. What I'm going to leave this broadcast with is what I was saying earlier. Don't ever give up. What I said a little bit earlier, or in like the last broadcast. I believe in UFOs. And call in and let me know if you have any stories. And before my 10-second marker hits, I'm going to tell you that I love you all. And you shall all love yourselves and love your others. Love your neighbors. And we can make this world very peaceful.